Jesse Sharkey is the president of the Chicago Teachers Union. Thanks for joining us this morning, Jesse. I hope you're well.
John, thanks a lot. I am.
I saw the headline, and maybe it's not fair to start with this, but it says Lightfoot, quote, does not have the guts to close the schools. That's a quote from you. You want to stay with that kind of rhetoric?
Maybe I should have said the political courage, but yeah, I want to stay with it. The fact of the matter is that the mayor of the city has spent a decent amount of political capital talking about how the city is going to reopen. Now the contagion rates are getting worse, across the state, but in the city as well. And I think the conclusion that she should be drawing is to turn around and reverse what she said earlier about in-person learning beginning the school year. I mean, at some point, we're going to have to go back to in-person learning. We just don't think this is the right time to be doing it.
Understood. Still, only 40% of the, and this was a survey done by of CPS parents commissioned by an education advocacy group. I'm reading from the Tribune now. 40% of the parents believe that the schools should stay remote only. That is, 60% believe that they should be in the building or have hybrid learning. What do you say to the 60% that want some opportunity to go into the building?
I've seen the figures differently. I mean, I've seen as many as 60% saying they have serious concerns about it. But even if I go with that number, what I would say to them is that we are looking at a fairly long period, perhaps a year, maybe more, where we're going to have to go back and forth between clamping down our restrictions. And when we're clamping down, that's going to mean remote learning. And then other periods are opening up. We're learning a lot about this virus. And as the evidence comes in, we're learning that schools and children are a place where it's really transmitted a lot. And we feel like it would be better to start with remote learning. Hopefully that goes well and we can create some confidence and trust in the process and the institution. And we should really go to in-person learning when the conditions warrant it. And right now we don't feel like the conditions warrant it.
It's a tough call for you. It's a tough call for the mayor. It's a tough call for
Fair enough.
I noticed that the University of Illinois, for instance, is going to send upwards of 40,000 kids back to the campus in Champaign-Urbana. They'll stay in dorms. And here's an interesting twist on that. When the kids go home for Thanksgiving, to your point, then they transition to online learning because they figure when you all go home, you're going to mix with your cousins and uncles, and then you're going to come back, and that's how the contagion will come back. So they are at least going to try and create a safe environment between now and Thanksgiving, and then after that, they're not even going to try. I think the reverse of that is maybe what the mayor is hoping. Let's try now, and if things go badly, well, then we can reverse it. We'll go to online learning.
I'm worried that if we come in person and then have to reverse it, it will undermine institutions, undermine confidence in the institution, the schools. And it's also, the truth of the matter is that one of the problems with remote learning, and there are problems with remote learning, for sure, but one of the difficulties is that in the spring, it came upon us suddenly, and we didn't really have the time to plan for it. Our argument has been that planning for it now would allow us to get devices to students. You could make social distance house calls to people and make sure that they had the right setup to do remote learning, the devices, the connectivity, et cetera. And frankly, teachers could use the month to plan. I mean, we've got about a month left. Teachers are at their best when we really are given a clear target and we're told how to do professional development and the other planning we need. At any rate, I part of the issue here is that, I feel like the case for remote start school has gotten clearer, and it's certainly the case that around Illinois, most of the big school districts are going back remote. I think I want to say 11 out of 15 of the largest ones, and that's true around the country as well. And I'm not entirely clear our members are going to go back. That is, there's a lot of talk nationally about a safety strike. And that's kind of what I meant about, are they going to make us do it for them, which we don't want to do.
Are you sympathetic to the notion that without the opportunity to send the kids to school, that's going to disrupt families, it's going to disrupt work lives, it's going to hamper the economy and almost be impossible for some people? What do you say about that?
I've been talking about that a lot, and I'm very sympathetic to it. One of the things is that teachers don't like to be thought of as childcare, but let's call it what it is, which is that working class parents who are starting to need to go back to work need a place to send their kids during the day. And that's been one of the real challenges and difficulties. At least this spring, everyone was on lockdown. I think for the most part, corporate America is still on lockdown. I don't know what it's like. Your office is there at the radio station.
We're pretty barren.
Still working remote. Yeah.
We're pretty barren. And I've noticed that, for instance, I was talking to some state offices in Springfield, and some of them have gone back to remote working because of the new spike. But what would you ask then? Because when we talked to Janice Jackson about this, she intimated that they're trying to satisfy every concern that your teachers have. Prioritize for me. What's the first and the second and the third thing that you want the schools to do to make your members feel safer about going back?
Sure. I'll give you the top three. The first one is clear set of criteria. And we feel like the goalposts have been shifting and, a clear set of responsible criteria. So contagion is above a certain rate, we shouldn't be going back in person. That's the first one. Second one is that, we need our buildings to be clean and well-maintained, and that includes ventilation, which is a problem. It turns out that opening a window is one of the better things you can do. That can be hard when it's 90 degrees outside. That can be hard if your window is screwed shut. So, they got to take care of the physical plants. That's number two. And then the third thing is that, we need adequate devices and a way to connect with students. And I would say, frankly, we should be thinking, so those are the top three. And then one of the things you said earlier was, talk about concern for parents. And I'm very concerned about the situation. Students get a lot of services from school, free meals, but then also counseling, therapy, we have speech pathologists and clinicians.
Sure,
and,
sure.
There are a lot of services that kids get from school. And so that's a concern, and we have to get back to a point where, I don't want to bring kids back in to infect them and their families, especially CPS is mainly Black and Latinx, and that's where this thing has hit the hardest.
I understand that. Jesse Sharkey is the president of the Chicago Teachers Union. 30 seconds left. So then to the mayor today, you say what?
I say, please have the political courage to make the right decision. Have the school start remote. It's the best decision for our families, for our communities, and for the schools.
We'll reach out to the mayor again. Jesse, I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
As always, thanks for having me, John.
President of the Chicago Teachers Union. It's 9:56. We'll update you on WGN Radio News after this.